It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
We at Fatanize pay our respect to the traditional custodians of the Meanjin land. This land is and always will be Aboriginal land. Is this thing on? Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Fatanize podcast. I am your host, Demi Lynch, and we have the fabulous, the gorgeous Lacey Jade Christie here. You may know her from Instagram, from TikTok. She is a fat activist. She is a model. She is a writer. And she has experienced her fair share of apparent worldwide outrage over a dress this week. And we need to talk about it. Lacey Jade Christie, my dear, thank you for coming onto the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I am so keen to just get to what the hell has been happening to you this past couple of weeks. Do you want to explain to the listeners what has happened?
So like 3 weeks ago, I went to a wedding of two of my closest friends. It was a queer wedding, and it was the wedding reception, not the wedding ceremony. They were two different events. And I feel like that's an important distinction. And so my friend's wedding, the theme was like throw out societal norms. So at the reception, they were wearing red and green, like red and emerald. And at the wedding ceremony, they wore black, like big black ball gowns. They were beautiful. And so they were like, throw out societal norms. And I was like, cool, I'm going to wear white to a wedding. And I was not the most scantily clad person at that wedding because a lot of my friends are burlesque dancers, they're strippers, they're sex workers. And so there was like a little to a lot of cleavage everywhere. There were mesh dresses. There were like mesh tops with sparkles and pasties and all sorts of stuff. It was the most amazing representation of queer culture. And so I just posted a little video of me going out, which I do every day, like with my outfit. And I didn't even think about it. Like I knew that wearing white to a wedding would like make a couple of people like uncomfortable or maybe even angry. But I always see those kinds of situations as a time to like educate and remind people that not everyone thinks like each other. But I was not expecting it to make international headlines because it was a dress. And then not only that, but then it was on the TV. I was on the TV and all my friends too, like photos of my friends were on the project and Studio 10. And yeah, so it started with an article in The Sun and I saw that and I just kind of laughed. I was like, this is funny. It was like, because The Sun has written about me before and, you know, they're a trash publication. So I just kind of roll my eyes and move on. Mm. Then it was in The Mirror and then it was in The Daily Mail and then it was in news.com.au and then the project posted it up to their website. And I didn't even consider the fact that the project posted news articles to their Facebook page when they're going to talk about it in the show. And so I was on the phone to my mum because, like, it didn't really get to me so much. Like, I've been fat on the internet for 5 years, so it was a little rough, but like I'm a resilient babe. But then the project posted it and it's got almost 1,000 comments, and all of those comments are fucking horrible. No. But more, the thing that hurt more was like people were tagging people that knew me, like tagging people that I'd been to school with or that I had dated or like my ex-sister-in-law and stuff, and you could see that they were having a laugh.
Wow.
And I was like, that actually really hurts because it's no longer faceless strangers on the internet. It's people that I know and people that have known me. And like, I have made mistakes in my life, but I like to think that I'm a good person. And it's easy, like, it's interesting how easily people forget that there's another person on the other end of that laughing emoji. But yeah, we were on the project. And interestingly enough, people don't have to ask permission to show your photos. So my friends' faces were on the project. And one of my friends pointed out something that I hadn't considered because I always ask my friends if they're happy to be posted on my social media because they didn't sign up for what I do. Mm. And I don't tag them. And when I do tag them, I usually like hide the tag so they get the notification, but no one else can see it. But one of my friends was like, thank God we're all out. And like, no one was there who was in the closet or anything, because like that could have potentially put so many people in danger.
That's so true.
Yeah, and I hadn't even thought of that. And I spent so much time apologizing to the brides for like taking all of this attention, and they loved it. They thought it was funny. Mm. And they were in the comment sections of my TikTok, like arguing back with the trolls and stuff. And so they've been really great. But yeah, it's been a bit of a wild ride. And the story just kind of kept going because I can't help myself. And so I was making flatback videos, and I made a video comparing two different stories about the same thing. So like news.com.au published this article about a thin woman who wore white to a wedding with no bra on. It was just like a silk, like a strapless satin shift dress. And then it got like 200 comments, and people were like, she's beautiful, but you know, it's not really appropriate. You know, like all of those kinds of things. There was maybe one or two that called her trashy. And then I compared that to the project article, which is arguably a very similar audience, and the 1,000 comments and all of the reshares that story got. And I was like, because everyone kept telling me that had nothing to do with the fact that I was fat, and it had everything to do with what I actually wore. And I was like, no, tell me now. Tell me now that these have come out like 2 days apart, and look at the difference in the reaction, and look at the difference in the comments. Like, this has everything to do with the size of my body, and hardly anything to do with the color of the dress. But thankfully things have kind of died down a bit now, you know. The trolling has stopped. I had to like turn off my comments for a little bit, which I've never done before, but there gets to a point where like there's only so much where mental health can take. And yeah, and then I went to Sexpo and I had so many people appreciate my body.
Yes, Sexpo just solves all the problems, doesn't it? Yes. I'm still so jealous that you went, and I was just like, I wish I could go.
See, I'll send you some photos of the other outfits that I wore, because there are some of them I wasn't allowed to post on social media because it's just like not enough outfit.
Oh yeah. You gotta send to me. Yes, send to me. Yeah. That's so interesting though, like how much of a difference there is when a fat woman does something that's controversial with her body compared to a thin person. Like when I initially saw the post and I saw the dress, I was just like, okay, cool, whatever. Like, it's not a big deal. And I just hate the whole thing that people were just reading the headline. They weren't getting context.
People never read the article.
Oh, they never read the article. They never watch the full video. They just see the headline and they're just like, oh my God, outrage. Got to express my anger to this person. Like, firstly, the context. I saw some photos from the wedding. There were people wearing nipple tassels, for crying out loud. It was
It was
a fun queer wedding that was filled with some fabulous, gorgeous sex workers and people in the queer community. It wasn't like your, you know, traditional boring wedding. Like, it was that, like, literally just looking at the first couple of photos, you can see that.
I find it interesting that like a lot of the comments, like people just assume that I'm just a selfish person and that I'm a bad person, and not that I know my friends and that I was given a dress code to adhere to. Like, we're so quick to judge people that we have no idea who they are. Like, all these people, hardly any of them follow me. They don't know what my content is about. They don't know me, and they're just like, oh no, you're a terrible selfish person. And I did get to a point where I was like, am I? And I had to check in with my friends who got married, and I was like, it was okay, wasn't it? Because like, as much as you try to block them out, like it does get to you. And they were like, no, it was amazing. You look amazing. And I was like, okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, it is so hard dealing with trolls. I had some Jordan Peterson followers, stans, cult followers, just people that are just up Jordan Peterson's butt, pretty much.
Some of the earth.
Yeah. I had them like come to my comment sections DMing me because I called Jordan Peterson a dangerous person, which, like, don't get me started. He is, like, I'm not gonna try and do an essay on that. Just Google him and people he is a dangerous person. So that I just kind of laughed it off, and just like, oh yeah, these people, whatever, they're saying that I'm, like, you know, calling me all these names, and I'm just like, they're Jordan Peterson people, I don't care. But then when they then found my podcast and then were trolling me about how fat I was and about what I'm doing for the fat community and just dissing everything about what it means being fat and that, you know, I'm just promoting obesity and all the fun stuff, all the most cliche stuff, like the, like, if you're going to insult me, at least be creative. Like, honestly,
they're never very original.
They're really not. Like, it just shows the intelligence that they have. They just go, oh my God, you're fat. I'm just like, I had no idea. Thank you. Oh my God. I had no idea. I've
been wondering.
It's so shocking. Yeah, I had no idea. I had fat on my skin. But yeah, when they were like coming for my podcast and everything like that, that did take a toll on me. And I had to take a break from social media a bit because it does make you question yourself, which sucks. And I hate that trolls have that power. It makes you question yourself like, oh, was I stupid for writing that? What am I doing? Is it bad what I'm doing? Like, you know, you wish you didn't, but they do make you question yourself, which it sucks. It really, really sucks.
It does suck, but you're only human. And so am I. Like, that's the important thing to remember. And so good that you took a break. Sometimes that's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to take a break sometimes with trolls because they can be intense. They can be very intense. But you're doing okay now after the whole shitstorm has started to ease a little bit. Is that good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's good to hear. Yeah. Because especially when you're making international headlines as well with what happened, like, yeah, it's good to know that at least there's like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not going to be, there's next week is going to be a new person that's going to make international headlines for the weirdest, stupidest reason in the entire world. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a good learning experience. Like, it's the most, like, attention that I've gotten, especially the most negative attention that I've gotten. And so, like, it was a quick learning experience about, like, how to keep my family safe. Because people were tagging my mom in things, and I was like, you need to tell them to take that down. Even my mom was like, I want to argue with people in the comment section. I was like, don't, because you have the same last name as me. Like, we need to keep you safe, and I don't want people coming for you. And then, like, same with my friends. And I did have a moment. I got a package from a brand, which was very grateful, but I didn't know it was coming. And I was like, it was sex toys. And I was like, did somebody send me sex toys? Like, how did they get my address? Because it was to my PO box.
Yeah.
So people, like, they just sent it to my PO box, but I was like, who was this from? Because there was no note. And then I tagged the brand, and the brand were like, oh no, it was from, thank God. Because like, sometimes it gets a bit weird out here on the internet.
It really does. Yeah, it really, really does. And especially, yeah, when it comes to you, like, you're very personal, like your friends and the family and your address, like, oh, it can just get so intense sometimes, which just sucks. It's just, the internet can be fun, but other times it can just be a real bloody cesspit of just trash.
Well, that week I also got kicked off Tinder and Hinge. And so I feel like I was, yeah, I got reported. So all of these things were happening in this one week. And I was like, talking to my best friend, I was like, am I about to get doxxed? Like, are the police about to turn up at my house? Because there were just all these little things that were happening. I was like, it's probably a coincidence.
So not only were the trolls harassing you and being horrible human beings, they're also preventing you from getting laid. Rude.
Right?
That very is rude.
Rude crime here.
That's but that's okay. So the other topic I need to discuss with you, my dear, this is something I'm very enraged about, I need to rant about, and you do too, because you have spoken about it on your platforms as well. We need to talk about Rebel Wilson's latest sweats collection. Now, for those of you listening that don't know what I'm talking about, pretty much Rebel Wilson released a sweats collection, a heavily overpriced sweats collection. I think there was like $300 for like a hoodie or trackies. I don't know. It was in the hundreds.
$225 American. So do the math.
Oh, it was American. Oh my God. So then that's like, what is that, times by three or two? I don't know. I can't do
no
math.
Idea.
Just pretty much overpriced hoodies and sweatpants. Mm-hmm. And she released them and they got up to a size large and extra large, which is about probably like a size 12, 14. So of course the internet had a lot of outrage because Rebel Wilson is formerly a fat person. She was a member of the plus size community. She even had a plus size clothing range. And she has openly spoken about how there is not a lot of size inclusivity in the fashion industry. She would often talk about it, complain about it. And now she is the problem that she complained about. Lacey Jade Christie, my dear, how enraged are you right now?
How nice it must be to be on the other side of that fence. You know? I don't think I'm as angry as you. I think I've gone the other way. I think I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed because she, like Rebel Wilson, actively profited off being fat. And she's spoken about that in the past, that she was a fat person. She became the fat, funny character. That's how she got her break in Hollywood. She was Fat Amy. Mm-hmm. Like, that was half of that character punchline. And now she's not fat anymore. And it's like she's forgotten about us. And I think that's really sad, because like, I'm not paying $225 for a pair of sweatpants, but I would like the option. Mm. And then today, I think yesterday, she came out on her Instagram stories and she was like, oh, if it's successful, I'll extend my sizing. And I'm like, how convenient of you to have said that this week when you're all of a sudden copying shit on the internet because you left your community in the dust.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like she was collaborating.
It's just not good enough.
Yeah. It's not like she was collaborating with some brand and she didn't have any control or anything like that. Like, she's worth millions of dollars, one. And secondly, it was her own label that she has with her partner. They choose it all. Like, you know, it's not like she had no control, or it's not like she was like a small business, because when it's a small business just starting out, I can kind of have a little bit of sympathy. I understand you're just starting out, trying to fill the room, whatever. But she's worth millions of dollars. She's done this before. And like, she's not.
Yeah,
not
she's done it before.
She's done it before, but for plus sizes.
She has had a size inclusive. It's fine. Like, you can't. There's no excuse. Oh, I didn't know how to do it. Oh, I didn't know there was a market. Whatever. You've done it before.
Oh, it's just. I think I'm just so angry because not only like has she profited off being plus size, being Fat Amy, and she's also said in the past as well that she gained weight. I think it was in 2016 she said this. She gained weight because she saw that there was another plus size person being funny, being successful in the entertainment industry. So she thought, hey, I will be fat as well, so then I could be successful as well. That I'm enraged about. What I'm also enraged about is how she's also been acting since she's lost weight. It's as if like, being fat was the most horrible thing to happen to her, that she, like, you know, is a better person now because she's not fat. I think with all that context added on, I think that's why I'm just so angry at her releasing a sweats collection and just completely dismissing the plus size community. It's like, does she not remember? Girl, you were fat.
It screams internalized fat phobia. And, mm-hmm. you know, she lost all this weight, but she hasn't done the work, you know. So many of us in our bigger body, part of the body positivity movement is learning how to like heal that trauma and be okay and accept her body as it is. And she never got there. She didn't want, like, she, once she was successful enough, she did lose her weight, and that's everyone's own prerogative, but she still has that internalized fat phobia. So she just kind of, I don't know, I think I'm angry for the community because she utilized us, she took our love and our money, and now she doesn't need us anymore.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So to finish off the podcast, every single week I bring on a guest onto the show and we share our fave fat-friendly finds of the week. So that is pretty much products, brands, people, accounts, platforms that actually cater to the plus-size community, unlike Rebel Wilson. My dear, what is your fave fat-friendly find of the week?
This week, because it's starting to get warmer here, mm-hmm. it's the Kame anti-chafe cream by Lars Wee. And it's not a new fat find for me, but like now the weather's getting warmer, I'm like, oh, I remember that I have that in my cupboard. Because I wear a lot of like short skirts and short shorts. So like you can't wear anti-tape shorts all the time. And it is legitimately the best thing I've ever had for anti-tape. So a must have for people's cupboards if they want to like go out in summer and don't want to have to wear their like snag tights, whatever they're wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in this weather, I've been needing all the anti-chafe cream, like underneath the boobs, the bellies, the thighs, like, oh my God, it's been disgusting. I live in Brisbane, so anyone that's in like Queensland right now, like, I hope it's okay. This weather is horrible. People in Melbourne and Sydney are just like, yes, we want the sun. We hate the rain and stuff. So it's like, no, you do not.
But you also not. Have the humidity, which I am not built for. I can't.
It's disgusting. It's so gross. I'm glad I have short hair at the moment, but it's just, even just when you're sitting on the ground, you can just feel like sweat pouring down you, like it just got off out of the shower. It's just, it's nasty, nasty, nasty. I hate
you're
it.
You're not selling it.
I'm really not selling it. Yeah. Yeah, I miss the cold weather already, and it's just the beginning of summer. So I'm going to be such a happy person next couple of months, aren't I?
Yes. I'm excited. Tomorrow it's going to be 30 degrees here. And so like some of my fat friends and I were going to the pool. I was like, get in the water.
30 degrees. I'll be in aircon. If anything above 30, I'm in aircon.
Oh, yes. No, see, I like 30 to 35 is like optimal temperature for me.
You are crazy.
I grew up in Newcastle. I like the beach. I like the heat.
See, my ideal weather is like 17 degrees and it's raining and cloudy. I love that. That's me. I need to move to Melbourne already. That's just Melbourne weather.
Absolutely. That's a good Sunday. Like when I've got nothing to do on a Sunday, I like listening to the rain.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to get out, get my legs out. You know? Especially I've had a really busy week, so I just kind of want to float for a bit.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Just floating in the water. That is the best. Yes. I think my fat friendly find of the week, I've mentioned them a million times in the podcast, but I will mention them again. It's Ample Folk. They are doing a second pre-order run. For those of you that don't know, Ample Folk do plus size towels. Towels that actually fit over our tummies, our butts, and our big titties. And I think it was about a month or so ago, they did their first order, like first lot of pre-orders, and it sold out within 24 hours. So I think it's this coming week, they're announcing the next date. So please go into the waitlist because you do not want to miss out, because plus size towels, we need it, because I hate not being able to like cover my whole naked body when I got a towel and I got to run into the bedroom to get clothes.
Absolutely.
I can't keep flashing my neighbors. They keep getting disturbed.
I didn't even realize that Ample Folk sold towels. I just follow them on TikTok because they're funny. Like as fat creators, they're very entertaining. And so yes. Like now I'll go and buy some towels as well.
Oh, the founder's just beautiful. There's just such genius idea. And the brand is also releasing coming soon is like some plus size bras and tights. And it's just, big things are coming for them in 2023. I'm so excited to see what they got coming next. It's just very exciting. But yes,
I feel Ample like 2023 is going to be it's a good year for small businesses. It's a good year for brands. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, definitely think so. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, my dear, for coming onto the show. And also big thank you for just everything that you do on your Instagram, on your TikTok. Like it just brings me so much joy and so much joy for everyone else. Where can people find you if they want more of you, my dear?
So three places. So obviously Instagram and TikTok, it's the same handle, Lacey Jane Christie. And then I have a Facebook group, which is called Fat Babe Energy. And there's about 700 of us now. And it's just a really great safe space. We do events, especially if you're in Melbourne. We've got a beach day coming up and it's just a really like nice place to just hang out and make friends, which is the whole point of the thing. So yeah.
I love that so much. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show and thank you so much listeners for tuning into today's episode. This is actually going to be the last live episode for the year because it's coming near to the end of 2022. But don't worry, in the coming weeks, we'll be sharing our best of episodes. So don't worry, each week in your feed, you'll still be getting some episodes, but it'll just be some old ones. So we'll be like still sharing some of our faves. But big thank you to everyone that has been supporting Fat and Eyes, the platform, the podcast, and just thank you so much for being the best supporters and listeners. But yes, Thank you so much for listening to the Fat Tonight's podcast. I'm your host, Demi Lynch. I will see you all in 2023. Bye. We at Fat and Eyes pay our respect to the traditional custodians of the Meanjin land. This land is and always will be Aboriginal land.